You're listening to a sponsored episode on The Top Line.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining. I'm Heath Clendenning with First Life Sciences. Today, we are discussing important attributes of a specialty distributor with Jeff Beck, Chief Development Officer at BioCare. Welcome, Jeff.
Hi, Keith. Nice to meet you.
You as well. What is working well currently in specialty distribution?
I believe specialty distribution is working well, and you take it back a few years, specialty products continue to evolve, and more of the products being launched are what we would call specialty, and probably talk about some of the archetypes that have evolved into specialty as we move through this. But I think because of that, there's an understanding of the patient-centric model in specialty that has been there. And I think that continues to do really well for the industry and for the patients themselves. Probably hear me talk about a bit about the intersection of the product and patient journey. And that's where us as specialty distribution companies truly come in, I believe. And I think it's working well. I think there's things that will be changing in the future that we'll need to do better. But the things that work really right now is there's truly effective supply chain that allows sites to order well into the evening, get product the next day for patient administration. I think that's really key when you think about that patient journey. We as an industry have a really high success rate at that. There's proven efficiencies for both manufacturers and the sites of care. For the manufacturers, for example, working through specialty distribution really reduces logistics, receivables of the money. It creates a mechanism to facilitate pricing. And for the sites of care, it really creates a seamless, I guess I'd call it seamless order experience. It minimizes the payables, it allows for efficiency in product receipt and storage. So I think overall, the basis of what we do is covered really well right now.
You mentioned future. Let's get into that a little bit more. What does the future of specialty distribution hold, and how does that align with meeting the future needs of patients?
Change is constant, and we continue to change. You probably hear me talk about patients a lot, data, and service. As we move into the future, there's going to be an increasing need for personalization. I mentioned the product archetypes. I've done some work with the Bluefin Group, or really follow Bill Roth and that group a lot. They talk about the different archetypes of products. Well, you've got anything anymore from what we know from the general medicine generics, and now we're getting into specialty light, specialty products, orphan and rare diseases, and then, of course, cell and gene therapy. So I think there's going to be a need for increasing that personalization for patients and products. We play a real critical role in the order to cash and the product logistics for these types of products. We've got to continue to do that to support that growing market. I mentioned the archetypes. They continue to evolve. They get more complex, so to speak. There are different storage requirements as far as temperature goes. There's REMS and patient safety programs, different places the route of administration takes place. And then you got to integrate all that with the patient support services that probably the manufacturers are looking at. We also play a really key role in not only the physical movement of the product around the country, we also play a key role in the financial perspective as we deal with emerging and smaller manufacturers that haven't launched a product maybe before. They need the expertise of SDs that have done this and can help them manage credit risk and things like that. And then I talked about data. Data is going to continue to be something that I think is an opportunity for the SDs to expand what they do right now. There's some good data out there. You've got the evolution of the industry as far as DSCSA and being compliant to all of that and the regulations that are going on. We've got the IRA, which will have an impact on what we do. SDs are positioned to play a really unique role there. We provide product access. We serve as a conduit for pricing, the different sites of care for Medicare patients, et cetera. All of these things move into, again, I'll talk about the patient demographics continue to shift. And if those patient demographics continue to shift, I think because we've been in specialty distribution for so long, that we will continue to be able to come up with unique, nimble, flexible delivery solutions for the patients. But a lot of change ahead.
Jeff, it seems so. And that's an amazing analysis. Tell me, what sets BioCare apart from other companies, other competitors?
I probably alluded it to it just a moment ago, but we've been in specialty distribution now for 40 years. BioCare became a specialty distributor back in the day when hemophilia was truly the first, what people would probably call first specialty product. Hemophilia products got delivered to hospitals, they got delivered to homes, they got delivered to specialty pharmacies. And those products are really difficult to manage because of all of the different assays. And an assay is designed to get the patient their truly proper dose. And because it's a biotech product, the assays never really come out right at, say, 1,500 units. It might be 1,507 or 1,493. So you manage through all that. You manage through the cold chain storage. You manage through getting the proper product to the patient. So I think we've been doing especially really well for 40 years, and that's helped us as we've moved into the other ology, so to speak. We've been able to do some things that I think are a little bit unique. Like we have an urgent access model that allows us to get products anywhere around the country for real specialty drugs that really need it within a very short window. I think our white glove service is something that I used to hate that when people would say, oh, it's a white glove service, because a lot of people like to say that. I think we've done it, and I think we've got a few examples of how we've been able to do that. For example, we had an infusion center, and this was on the Easter weekend. They had dropped a vial of product, and this was a therapy that you had to have your product on a certain schedule for 3 straight infusions. And if you missed one of those, you had to go back to the very beginning. Again, this is on Easter weekend. You can imagine the airlines are dealing with skeleton crews, things of that nature. We were able to grab product in one of our forward stocking locations, move that around the country, and use special couriers, etc., to get that patient that product for that Monday morning. That patient didn't miss their dose, and the patient never had to know that there was something going on behind the scenes that could have been really problematic, but we were able to do that. And I think that's what sets us apart. There's another one I'll tell really quickly. We also have a product that just goes to a very small amount of patients per year, but it's really life-sustaining. And a family had been on the product for years and years. The son had. There was a loss of insurance. The manufacturer called us. We were able to get the product to the site of care immediately, no questions asked, as the manufacturer worked behind the scenes to try to help the patient find another way to pay for the product. Without hesitation, we sent the product, and good things came of that. So I think those are some of the things that set us apart a bit. The other thing is technology. We're truly 100% cloud-based. We're on future state architecture. It was built on a greenfield. That makes us secure. It makes us cost-effective. And in the end, it allows us to be really scalable and flexible.
I love hearing those case studies. Thanks for sharing. But let's talk a little bit more about another area. And I was wondering if you can talk about some data highlights that are meaningful to manufacturers and maybe specific to orphan and specialty therapies and how new therapies are effectively managed in the channel.
That is truly an ever-changing field. I think what's happening with the data these days is, again, there is an increasing need for the visibility of the data, consistency through to all sites of care. It's not just a hospital anymore. We have all these alternate sites of care. I think there's a personalization and a customization of that delivery experience that is based on the site of care. I think better visibility of where the inventory is where we're moving to. Where is the inventory? I think that's really important to manufacturers. And then as we look at and try to partner with manufacturers to do that best-in-class patient journey, I think there's postmortems that need to happen right after launches. Because really, we're the middle of the bow tie, right? As a specialty distributor, we're getting product to the patient and the provider. And in the meantime, the manufacturer is also a very important customer for us that we need to be able to track where the product goes into those right sites of care.
Let's focus a little bit on quality and service, because at the end of the day, that's the most important thing. So as the industry continues to experience this growth in all areas, what are some value adds that you believe are critical to ensure distributors provide excellent quality and service to meet the needs of their customers?
Yeah, I think a few things. We have to continue to do what we do really well, and that's keep the patient in mind, product journey in mind, and continue to make sure we deliver it rapidly and on time successfully. I mentioned the product archetypes. With the shifting product archetypes that we have now, there's a need for emerging and mid-side manufacturers to really get the white glove service that we've always provided. As we look to the alignment and the specialty distributor all the way down to the downstream sites of care, Estes will really be a big part of that, and we'll only be able to succeed in the next few years if we have a greater focus on the patient, a deep understanding, and this is really important, having a deep understanding of the economics that are associated with the patient's site of care and where the manufacturer, and listen to the manufacturer and knowing that they've studied this for a while, they know where the majority of their patients will be seen, and that we're able to make that a true seamless experience that some of the case studies that I talked about really alluded to.
Jeff, I want to thank you and BioCare for sharing your insight with us and our audience today.
Thank you, Heath.